could you give me a little bit of information as to why you canceled Timothy Appleby's visit?
Okay, I didn't do it lightly. I've really been thinking hard about it over the past couple days. You know, as I always said, I wasn't intending on this being a big controversial visit, and I did not want to cause the hurt that obviously has been caused to the family. I spoke to family members. I've spoken to several concerned citizens. People have called me. I've spoken to people involved with the military, families. Everyone's just very upset, and I just had to respect the wishes of the family of the victims and the friends of the victims.
When was the first time that the family contacted you?
They've been contacting you know, different people. I mean, we spoke in a meeting the other night, and you know, I sort of got in touch really with them after hearing about how upset they were. Yeah, you know, I apologized at that point for, it really wasn't intentional, and we certainly didn't mean to coincide with the dates of the trial, but that's the reality of the situation, is they were upset, it was causing them the pain, and I just had to cancel. I just didn't want to cause any further, you know,
no,
pain.
I understand.
When they're already suffering a lot.
I bet it was an awkward conversation with Appleby.
He's very professional. You know, obviously he was, sort of felt that I made the wrong decision. I mean, he did want to come, and he insisted he would be very respectful, and I'm sure he would be. I think he's a really good writer. I was always interested in him as a writer first. The book came later, and I don't think he's too happy, but he respects the decision, and he understands that the community might not be ready. So, you know, I have all the respect in the world for Timothy Appleby. I think he's a great writer. I think he, you know, he could have been, you know, angry or something, but he wasn't. He understands, and he wishes that we didn't cancel, but, you know, he's okay.
Right. Yeah. I understand. Is there anything else you want to really address with this issue? Anything else you want to say about having to cancel in the first place?
Just that I didn't take the decision lightly. I know that there's an argument to be made about freedom of speech, and it really went beyond that. It's not about his right to speak. He has every right to speak, and he has every right to write the book. But I just had to make the decision based on how it was affecting people in the community, and it was, you know, an error in judgment, I think, originally, to go ahead with the visit. I probably, you know, should have canceled it earlier and would have been even less of an impact. So I just feel bad that that it brought up a lot of hurt feelings, and I apologize to the families of the victims.
Right. Do you think you're going to have Appleby back at any point?
There's certainly no plans for that. I mean, you know, I don't know if it would ever be really appropriate. We plan our visits far in advance. We don't have any plans on having him back, but there's no ill feeling toward him. It was just the decision had to be made based on what people were feeling. And no, I don't have any plans on inviting him again. I just don't think it'd be appropriate. But who knows? You know, depends on what his next book would be. And you never know, maybe in the future, but I don't think so. Most likely we're not going to have Mr. Appleby visit.
All right.
And
well,
certainly not this weekend.
Right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Wow, what a sticky situation this has turned out to be, huh?
I feel bad for the time that people have had to sort of put into it with, you know, angry people calling, and like yourself, you put a lot of work into doing a story.
That's news, though.
But But I just had to make the decision now, and I'm just going to stick with that. So
right.
I appreciate you taking
this,
the time to call.
Oh, no worries. Just one last question. Do you think this is going to affect the library in any way, be it positive or negative?
Well, I don't think a lot of good is going to come out of any of this. You know, people will probably still be upset that we even thought of inviting them, or at least I hope it's not the library they would take that out on, but myself. I mean, it was a mistake I made, but the library is very strong, and people really support this library and use it, and we have 340,000 odd checkouts a year. I mean, it's amazing. So I would hope people still have good feelings towards the library and, you know, accept that this was an error in judgment on behalf of the CEO. It wasn't a reflection on the staff or the actual library itself.
All right, well, thank you very much.